Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I love that we're fighting over this during the break. This is great. This is great. You guys, it wasn't even me. It was you guys. It's you two over Derek Carr. That's where we're at, guys. Knockdown dragouts over Derek Carr. Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year and a wonderful Hanukkah, Cleveland. We're fighting over Derek Carr. We were talking about the playoffs at this time last year. And during the break, you guys are getting into not really shouting matches, but you guys are getting a little bit tight with each other over Derek Carr. Awesome. Which, by the way, bring in Derek Carr. You bring on Derek Carr. Yeah, come on. We'll do Jake DeLome all over again. We'll do that. Bring him on over. Yeah.
I feel like Derek Carr is better than Jameis.
Yeah.
Somebody brought up Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, Derek Carr's better than Aaron Rodgers right now.
I'm not disagreeing with all that. So, I just don't see it in Derek Carr. I don't see playoff contending team. Because if you're bringing him in, then you're saying we're still making a run. We're still trying to make a run.
Yes.
And I don't see anything past what you've had. Everyone knows they screwed up. They screwed up royally. Letting Baker go in hindsight was probably more atrocious than the contract that you gave to Deshaun Watson.
Well, no. Well,
they play hand in hand. You don't have one without the other, but still.
If I say it, I just get a lot of people upset and they don't want to hear it.
Well, then I'll say it. You write it down on paper and I'll say it.
Obviously,
I'll say it.
Owen, I totally will acknowledge.
I don't want to hear it.
Limited ceiling with Derek Carr. There's no doubt. I am thinking of a quarterback that can do Kevin Stefanski's offense. And, you know, look, they bring in Taysom Hill all the time. Now he's injured and he's done for the year. So it's really weird. And it's got to be weird for Derek Carr knowing that, I might have a hot hand here, and now I'm out of the game for four different Taysom Hill formations. And yet,
had they not been against the Browns, they probably lose.
Have we not figured it out by now? It's been five seasons. There's two quarterbacks in particular who cannot conduct Kevin Stefanski's offense. One who was playing with one arm, and the other one who you gave $230 million guaranteed to.
Whoopsie-daisy.
The two quarterbacks that matter the most are the ones that couldn't conduct the offense. Joe Flacco did a fine enough job. He's just old, and Jameis Winston has done up and down, but he turns the ball over way too much. So that's that. But there's been two quarterbacks,
and I'd be willing to bet a sizable amount that Derek Carr would be the third. I think he would be just like Jameis, look really good at times, and at other times would make stupid decisions that put you in bad position to not win football games.
We only have so much time on this earth. Do I want to sit here and have big fights over Derek Carr at
exactly.
this point in my life?
I don't have enough time to even care about him right now.
I mean, I look at this, guys.
Would you rather just draft a quarterback?
Yes. I'd much rather have Cam Ward than Derek Carr.
I think. Well, I've resigned myself to the thought that they're going to draft.
I don't know how you're getting Cam Ward.
They're going to draft a quarterback anyway.
Well, they have.
You're going to trade up.
The third worst record in the NFL right now.
You would trade up.
You would have to trade up. No.
So if they're the third overall pick right now, here we go.
They're up to three.
Because they are tied with the third worst record right now. Jacksonville is 3-10. You own the tiebreaker over them, so you're screwed there. But the Jets are 3-10. The Titans are 3-10. The Patriots are 3-10. The Panthers are 3-10. We got a lot of football left to lose here, guys.
This has us at eighth. Holy Toledo. Well, if you're
eighth. That's fine. I'm just looking at the record. 1 week can change that right now when you're all at the same win-loss spot. And then you can hold out hope that both the Raiders and the Giants, who are the two teams that have worse records than you, win another game because they own the tiebreaker over you. So if you're really looking at draft positioning.
I mean, I thought we would just take a quarterback.
Better
because
get your silver and black on and your whatever Giants are calling theirs.
You got to get somebody excited to buy a ticket. But now at this juncture, Bryce Young's played better, so they're not in the market anymore. New England, who knows what they could do. I mean, Gerard Mayo could be gone at the end of the year. I don't think he will be. Vegas could be on to a new head coach and certainly are looking for a quarterback. The Giants are looking for a quarterback. All right, well, that's your top two right off the board. Then you have Jacksonville. They're not looking for a quarterback. Tennessee is definitely in the market for one. I don't care how much Mayo Will Levis puts into his coffee, even though I don't believe that story whatsoever. The Jets need a quarterback and a prayer. We need a quarterback and a prayer. So, yeah, as of right now, you're not. I thought we were taking a quarterback, but it doesn't line up. And is anybody trading up to go after a quarterback in this draft? No. Okay, so guess what? Derek Carr makes a lot more sense now than it did 30 seconds ago. So Derek Carr's in the mix. The only one I'm saying that I would not bring in if they were a free agent or anything like that is Aaron Rodgers. I don't need to. I said adding bad to bad doesn't make good. I'm not adding ugly to crazy and thinking that that's going
to
end up being good.
Adding
we're
chaos
not doing that.
To crazy and hoping to not have more chaos.
Because everybody tells me that the culture's good. The culture's fine. Even though I look at this football team as not necessarily a football
Tony
team,
Romo
it's more of a,
said it yesterday
a
on the
grand
broadcast.
Experiment. Yeah, here's Tony yesterday on it. Well, oh, sorry, I thought you were.
I
setting
could tell
me up.
You're.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Listen to this.
I am impressed with Kevin Stefanski, Jim. I know the record. It's disappointing. If you're a Browns fan, I think that it's frustrating and you see how the season's gone. But when you watch a 3-9 team and you put the tape on, usually you see a little let up with guys here and there. And he still has these guys playing hard. Three guys last week reached their top maximum on the GPS, basically metric for speed.
On that one play, the late interception thrown by Winston. They had not given up.
Exactly right. And that just shows you they're still playing hard, and that's what you want to see.
And that audio is courtesy of CBS. I'm going to tell you something, though. I think this fan base absolutely believes that everybody's coming back. It's not good for overall fever of the football team. It's not good for overall good feelings towards the football team. I think that the word apathy is applicable here with a lot of people. Maybe I called it wrong. Maybe I saw it wrong. I don't think I did. I think a lot of people were just excited to be excited about entertaining play on Monday. But I thought that I was mad, and I thought there would be some people who are mad. There seems to be no one really angry today. You're not angry. He's not angry. Daryl was certainly not angry. I mean, Daryl has come on and said everything short of cuss words at this team before. So have you. So have I. And I'm the only one who's like, man, nobody's angry over this. You went out there and you played listless football again. And we have Kadarius Toney. We have a guy who's coming in off the practice squad in major positions for us. We have a situation here with this team where I have two of my all-time great and really three if you want to put Denzel Ward in there. I'm going to waste away another year with three of my franchise's all-time great players. Denzel Ward will be in the Ring of Honor someday. Miles.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Garrett will be a Hall of Famer someday. There will be good football people making serious arguments for Nick Chubb. He will be in the Ring of Honor. There's no doubt about it. But Nick Chubb, they'll make arguments for Nick Chubb to be in the Hall of Fame someday. These are three of the best players this franchise has ever seen, and we just you-know-what-it away another year, and I'm the only one who's mad about this. Because I'll tell you what, in a lot of situations, when they say, hey, we believe in our guy, we all look at each other and say, fat chance. Boy, they took the heat right out of everybody's sails, and the wind out of everybody's sails, and the heat right out of everybody's kitchen when they had said, hey, they're all coming back next year. And when they said they're all coming back next year, I think a lot of people were like, see you next year. I think that's the way that it's been with a lot of other people. Okay. Because right now you're not looking at any situation. Does anybody believe anybody's going to go? No. All right.
I still don't know that.
Okay. Are you saying that because you believe it, or are you saying that because want something to talk about when it comes to the Browns?
Obviously, the reporting is such that they believe everybody is coming back. I also don't want to act like we don't understand how the ownership gets very much in their feelings at the end of these seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they haven't the last 4 years, the last year they go on a playoff run, obviously it's not going to happen. That doesn't mean that that couldn't happen here, especially if guys do start quitting.
But it's
like they haven't quit. When that does start to materialize, and oftentimes in December, we've seen that story before.
You're
like,
right.
I wouldn't think it's.
But what I'm
out of the
picking
realm of
up,
possibilities.
The vibe I'm picking up here with fans, you say it's not out of the realm of possibility. The vibe I'm picking up is if they see it happen at the end of the year, then we'll discuss it. If not, they don't care. They don't care anymore. They went out and they lost to Pittsburgh. I got harassed on social media. They don't care. They don't care if I got harassed on social media. That's my problem, not theirs, and rightfully so. Rightfully so with those fine folks out there. But I think that they look at it and go, ain't nobody going. I can't have an argument about whether or not a guy stays or goes. They're all staying. I can't have an argument about my salary cap. I can't have an argument about any of these players. The only thing I can really have an argument on is what are we holding on to? Are we really holding on to a lot of these guys? I think a lot of people just line up and say they don't care about it. And the only thing I can say about the future here, Anthony, is fear. Because I am terrified, shaking, nervous about the draft, because I don't want to waste any more time. I don't want to waste another year. I don't want to waste another day with whatever we have left. 8 years. This process started in 2016. The teardown, the studs, the build again. This is an 8-year odyssey. And they're 3-10. So people feel that they've wasted their time. There were kids who were 10 years old, they're graduating high school this year. There were kids who weren't even born, they're going into middle school this year. And they've seen two appearances? This was supposed to be a grand plan. And at times I thought they got the nose up on this thing. Nah, there was a lot of smoke and mirrors, maybe some good luck. It's a league that's won and lost on the margins. You won on the margins last year. You're losing. I would like to say you're losing on the margins this year. But good God, if I get the schedule together, let's go. They've lost by, what was yesterday's final score? They lost by 27-14 was the final. I don't know. So they lost by double digits in that one. They lost by double digits to Denver last week. No, they lost by 9 last week. I beg your pardon. They lost by 9. They lost by double digits to the Saints. They lost by double digits to the Chargers. That was the beginning of November. And then the one win they had, they beat Pittsburgh. They came from behind and won that. They're 1-4. They're not even, like, close in a lot of these games. There's no argument. And so when there's no argument, no hope for the future, it's like, okay, I'll see you in the offseason. And we'll see where we can get to then. It has totally taken all the zeal, all the excitement out of it. I'm a positive guy. I want these teams to do well. I want the fans to have a good time. I got no argument. And I don't want to make it personal with you.
Oh, go ahead. Make it personal if you want.
But you have looked at me this entire... You've looked at me for 3.5 hours now going, what do you want me to say, Ken? I tried to tell you about all this before. So I feel like I'm just shouting into the wind. And I shouldn't be mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I've been mad at you before, and I'll be mad at you again. I don't know. Part of me wants to go, why aren't you mad? I'm mad. I tried to say it to you. You're not. And nobody else is mad. I'm the only one who's angry. I'm the only one who's angry about this.
Well, I imagine some people that had to renew for their season tickets I imagine they would be upset.
No, they can have fun with it. They you know, they can bring their families together and enjoy their time together. And next year, you know, we'll talk ourselves into it, and hopefully it'll be better. But as of December 9th right now, it's just, I don't know. It's just a whole lot of, you know, you get pretty existential about it. You sit there and you watch these games four times over, and you go, what did it matter? What did it mean? What did it matter?
You going to watch this one four times?
I don't know.
At least down to three?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer on when this thing's going to start. I don't have a good answer on when it's going to finish. I don't have an answer when we're going to get going again on this.
And I'm telling you that I think if enough fans start sounding like you in that case, I would not be shocked to see wholesale changes in 5 weeks.
I don't like changes. I don't want to fire people.
But it sounds like you don't want status quo either. So
no.
Neither is a real sweeping, exciting path to move forward, right?
No. I'm left with no other options. I kind of want Owen to play polka music behind me so at least it's somewhat uplifting. Like, you can't be in a bad mood with polka music. I just, you know, I just sit there and I say, well, thank God that the Cavs are swinging. Thank God that the Guardians are swinging, because this is bad. This is just bad. And I am as low on my faith as I've been. 8 years, you had two playoff appearances. We've tasted goodness. I can't say greatness. You had two early exits. But I've seen how the other half lives twice. Once I've seen how the other half lives, now I know what I'm missing. So now fans are going to go, I'm not going to waste my time anymore. Like, I'm mad. They're looking at me like, what are you getting all worked up over? You know, I feel like a fool. I feel like an idiot.